Next patient, Deborah Bennett, B like in boy, E N like in November, N like in November, E T tango, T tango, Bennett, Deborah, D B D E B O R A H. This is a 61-year-old white female. It's a patient of Dr. Beltry. B like a bingo. B-E-L-T-R-E. Who is refers to this office because of the presence of polycystic kidney disease, period. The patient was established with with different nephrologists, and unfortunately I don't have the notes, but I gather that the patient has been getting a ultrasound of the kidneys on a yearly basis, and the kidneys have been in a stable condition. Regarding two, the right kidney is 17.7. And the left kidney is 14.3 centimeters. I don't have any information whether or not the patient has evidence of volume measurements of the kidneys. Period. The patient hasn't had any imaging to rule out the possibility of cerebral aneurysm that eventually has to be done. The patient and the patient's dad died from a stroke. The kidney function as per July 24 of 2023. Serum creatinine is 1, BUN is 12, estimated EFR is 64. There is no evidence of urinalysis of evaluation of the protein in the urine that will be done. The patient is CKD2. Number two, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis at the present time, treated with methotrexate, 10 milligrams every Monday. The therapy has been ordered and followed by Dr. Torres. Following number, fibromyalgia. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The present time is asymptomatic. The patient has a daughter that has a polycystic kidney. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. She has been treated with a medication, amlodipine in combination with olmesartan. The blood pressure today, 119 over 84. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the lab, and the referral, as well as the imaging, 25 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.